Hi, everybody. Well, this is our Monday PBS radio show, Operation Lightship, The Healing Highway. And today's date is December 5th, 2016. Oh, as usual, we always try to figure the date off for people. Remember, the date is half a connection to you through your past, which would be your past life. So here we go. Going to help you out with this here. So think of the maybe something happened a year ago, maybe not, or sometime, but we're going to clear that. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That feels pretty good. And we'll continue on here. So let's energize the light beams. Then we'll take away one of your situations that you could be dealing with. So here we go, energizing the light beams. Bring them up on your monitor screen. So stronger, 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 and stronger. That feels pretty good. So let's think of a situation that you're dealing with, and we're going to help you out with that now. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we'll bring our co-host down tonight. Ann, are you out there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ron. Welcome, everyone. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Call, and you're listening to Ron Amatron. Welcome if you're a new listener tonight. Ron has a website that explains all about his healing and Creation Lightship. The website is creationlightship.com. So if you haven't been there, you'll want to check that out after our show today. There are many free healings there that are very helpful, and lots of information. Also, we have a special healing call coming up this Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's a pin removal call, and I'll talk a little more about that as the show goes on. But it's really wonderful. If you haven't been on one of Ron's live healing calls, it's a wonderful opportunity to check it out. It's only a $20 donation, and I think it'll be about 2 hours long. And we unfortunately have energetic pins in our bodies that cause us problems and pain. And it's like you may not be aware of it, but once they're out, you feel really, really good. Also, next Sunday is another 7-hour healing call with Ron, where you'll be on Creation Lightship for 7 hours. And I know yesterday's call was fabulous, Ron. And you've been doing so many fantastic healings lately for the planet, as you did on Friday and Saturday night show. I just checked. If you haven't heard them, the Friday and Saturday night shows were terrific. They have been posted on PBS now, so you can listen to them in the archive if you missed them live. So, Ron, I can go right into reading some emails that we have in the inbox. Oh, I should say, if you want to send us an email, you can do so two ways. You can write to creationlightship@yahoo.com, and I'll get those messages right now while I'm on the air, or you can click on the fast chat button on the BBS radio station page. So, okay. Somebody wrote in, Ron, with a question about your new timeline crash, which is a one-time payment healing, and then it's unlimited. You can use it as much as you like. So this person is using it, and they say, I'm doing over 30 timeline crashes at once. I feel it may be too many. I'm trying to do just one or two, and is it okay if all the different types of crashes are all on one tab, meaning regular, upside down, tangent, muscle memory, and vortexes?
No, you can't put them all together because there are different clearings.
Right. I think what the person is saying is...
Only for one specific incident.
Right.
So you have to have each one on a separate tab, and if you're feeling overwhelmed, then slow it down.
Right. I think they're saying that they were doing 30 timeline crashes at once and felt that was too many. So they've stopped doing that, I believe, is what they mean.
And, well, that's great. Okay.
Yeah, and I think if it's when you're doing a timeline crash and, you know, you have one subject and your one dream that you're clearing, it is okay to open other tabs doing the regular, as they call it, upside down, tangent, muscle memory, and vortices on separate, I guess tab is the right word, yes. They have to be on a separate page of the clearing. You have to write that in. Hopefully we're answering this person's question. If not, it came in through BBS. So if you're unclear about anything, send an email so we can respond to clsquestions@yahoo.com.
That's correct.
Yes. So a person who actually I read most of her email on Saturday night, but I wasn't able to finish it. And this lady has another, or person has another question. When we do a pain body clearing for a physical pain we may have, we're clearing the thought form or the energetic counterpart of our pain. Yes or no? Many thanks for the clarification.
First clearing, the thought form, number one. So it might be the same thing going on here. So let me kind of, first of all, the thought form was created by your thoughts, and however you got attached to that, that went to your DNA. So if you look at the DNA as being your thought forms and or your RNA, either way, so right away, a thought brought to you, gave you this gift of whatever you're dealing with, okay, because you brought it upon yourself by your thinking or seeing or whatever else. It got activated some way in you. I'm not trying to guilt you by saying stuff like that, but, you know, it is your creation. Let's put it that way. So now your creation you don't like. Well, is it internal or external to you? I'm going to go off on a little tangent here. So if it's internal, that means that you possibly saw something, your body went, oh, I remember that, now we're going to suffer this because I have to get it out of me, and I'm going to cause now my body to be self-sabotaged, and you bring your spirit involved with that to connect with other spirits from your soul family to cause you more pain and or traumas. Okay, now from there, what you're looking at is if it's external, then somebody gave it to you. Internal, you already have it in you. And what you need to look at is how and why is it there? Is it a tangent timeline? Maybe you're on a tangent timeline. So your thoughts bring you now into the timelines, because that's where they replicate you with your incident. So they're only going to replicate you for the timeline that you do timeline crashes on if you have a problem. Oh, remember, it has to be a physical problem that you're dealing with. Can't be something that you're thinking of, because it hasn't really manifested yet. They're not going to want to really take your thought and try to make a movie of it. They're going to want to take you suffering here and some kind of pain going on. So why don't you repeat the question again, and now I can probably re-answer it differently, okay?
Okay. When we do the pain body clearing for a physical pain, are we clearing the thought form an energetic counterpart of our pain? So whatever it is, the thought form or energetic counterpart, is that what we're clearing?
Well, the energetic counterpart, I would presume that would be the reason why you have it, and that's your thought form. There is energy around you, but if it's around you and it's not in your body, okay, then you're not even going to know about it. Now everything happens from the invisible. That hasn't happened to you yet, so you wouldn't have the pain if it was in your energetic counterpart. I'm trying to look at this logically to go step by step. So if it's not activated in you, your energetic counterpart that's waiting to step in, waiting to sabotage you, waiting to give you this problem, it's out there in your auric field, that would be your energetic counterpart, I would think, to what could be happening to you. And it may not be painful yet. And then your body goes through it. Now your body emits the pain because you're transmitting that out after you have physical pain. That's also going into timelines. So hopefully I answered that question. Anyway, if you want to write in again, I'd be happy to readdress this in case it's not too clear. But the energetic counterpart, which is around you, will get cleared because everything has to go away when you start doing the timeline crashes, okay? Because you're crashing the timeline of you being in pain. Remember, if you only had the one timeline in the now, you wouldn't have this condition. And the next thing to say is if you only have one timeline out there of darkness and you cleared it, then that energetic counterpart, which is there, would be eliminated, which is your pain that you're emitting. And so would the thought form be released. And that's why when you do the mind to heart drop, you know, you naturally feel peaceful. Why? Because you're no longer connected to the alien mind matrix program. So the tangent timelines are what you have a lot of problems with. The upside down ones you have, that's what the program is. And you could maybe call that the alien energetics there to create the timeline that you're going to be put on. That's the upside down timeline. That's the cake mix, okay? And what's on the top on the timeline is after the cake has been baked. So you're getting rid of probably all of those things as you do timeline crashes. But remember, you got to figure out why do you have it to begin with. Okay, what you're doing is you have a condition, and it's kind of like swatting flies, you know? All of a sudden, you know, maybe you have something that draws flies around you. We'll just use that, like a trash can, and you're trying to enjoy maybe eating, and there's a trash can next to you, and it's warm out, and all the flies are coming, and you're trying to swat the flies away. Well, why are the flies there? It's because something is probably stinking in that trash can. It's not cleaned out. So you could move, but, you know, away from that, but you're already involved with it. So you're already in the fly energy. So you want to get rid of the energy that is causing the flies to come. So ideally, at that point, you get rid of the trash can. And from there, it won't ever bother you again. So if you had a trash can that was bad and you gave it to the dump, we'll say, at that point, you can go back and sit maybe on your picnic table, and typically you won't be drawing the flies to you because you got rid of everything and you won't even have to worry about it because it's gone. That's the way source energy works. If you're dealing with duality here, and a duality, you're creating everything in duality, and once you get that released from you, if it goes deep enough, and depends how many issues you have, then from there, you don't have any memory of the past. And then at that point, if you don't have any memory of the past, how are you going to draw something to you if it's not activated around you? So hopefully I added some clarity there. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, great. And I have another email that I didn't get to Saturday. However, since you brought up memory just then in your discussion about the pain body clearing, we have a really interesting question, I feel. What are the recommended programs to run to halt forgetting things or to halt memory loss? Do I just timeline crash memory loss until it stops?
Okay, that could go all different directions here. Okay,
right.
So we'll first talk about you're 90 years of age and you say, "Dad, my memory's not working too well." Okay, so you would say, I could say, well, what I suggest maybe is do the education clearing and then do the IQ clearing and do a creativity clearing. Those are after you've already done a few of your whole lifetime ones, like the emotional and mental, okay, for sure, and probably maybe the fear. So those three are very, very strong in everybody. And then from there, the fourth one might be anxiety or trauma. But everybody has those three, okay, that's a given. So you do those first, then you do the other ones and see what happens. Is that going to restore your memory? Possibly it might help you. Now, the other way to look at it is you're just, you know, you're a person younger, we'll say you're, you know, way less than 90, or you're in real good health, and your memory's working pretty well, but you're saying, gee, I'm having a problem here. I did some clearings, and I can't remember, my dog when I got it 20 years ago. I remember I can see the dog, but I just don't know when I got that. Is my memory going bad? Well, maybe you had some traumas with your dog or something with yourself on a situation, and you did a clearing and it took it away. So at that point, you will not have a memory of the situation, but you will see the scene of it. So remember, you have your memory, which is in a sense in duality, not always, but in a sense it can be, and that's going to draw upon you with the law of cause and effect from your memory. If it's cleared out, and you know, and what I'm talking about is you're probably trying to reinvent the scene of what happened. Okay, so you're trying to go maybe back in time, maybe with your first romance or something, you know, and seeing what happened and how great you felt and everything else. Well, that's going to be gone. You're not going to have any of those sensations left inside of you because those are all in duality and going to bring you into situations because it's in duality. Now, you're going to see the event happening with no emotions to it. So you might say, gee, I'm losing my memory because I lost my emotions because I had a clearing. Well, that's where you want to be. You want to be where you're not dealing with the law of cause and effect for your past events. So, Anne, anything that I should add on that?
Well, no, I think it's just very interesting. You know, it's a very interesting question. It's a good question. This listener actually put in, they do have a couple of those clearings that you mentioned, Ron. They have the education and the IQ, so that'll be good. And, I don't have any details, like exactly what they mean by memories, but one of my first thoughts was just what you said, which is, well, some of that's really good, you know, to not have memories, because you said, ideally, if we hadn't been taken over, we wouldn't have all these memories of the past. It would be the past. If you're in the moment, you don't have any past to think about. But we don't know where this person's coming from. Maybe they have a job and they need to learn or remember things and they want to work on that. So maybe other listeners will have some suggestions, too, to see, if someone else has done that, or done clearings for their memory, that would be great. Then, of course, you could do some clearings for the actual physical brain.
And when you're in the moment, all the information would come to you that you are going to or need or know, want to know or anything else, probably even more than what you had with that experience. And you're going to be able to pull in more energy of source energy to give you more maybe answers what you're trying to research, along with maybe what you have previously learned, but it's not going to be in duality. Remember, the two systems are very similar. The mind energy allows you to think to create something, or in source energy, and then you got to go through it all. You have to go through all the learning processes and read all these books. Well, the source energy, the information is given to you freely. And all you do is look at something, think of something, maybe do it before you do the mind of heart drop, what you want to research. And then as you start working more and more with the mind of heart drop, you're going to become more conscious, and your body's going to have the answer for you. It's like what I say off and on, the answer's in the question, okay? And so instantly, oh, I got it, you know? That's what it is. Where before, maybe you're being blocked my mind energy to find that answer to something. The aliens wanted you to keep researching and researching and researching. And maybe, you know, you're used to doing that. Like the one lady that I worked with back east a long time ago, did her emotional clearing, and a couple of days later, she goes, "Ron, I feel very strange." And, you know, then she paused, and I thought, well, I wonder what this is going to be, you know? She goes, "No, but it's in a good way, because I'm no longer, going to be a doormat, we'll say, for other people around me, giving them coffee and tea and sugar when I go to work, because I was being programmed by them to do this, and I didn't like that. And so now I'm out of those programs." And the person felt strange because they're out of the box. They're out of the matrix, we'll say. And they're no longer being mind-controlled by other people, and they have to choose now what they want to do. Do they want to make coffee and tea, and how much sugar, how much milk to put into it for each person out of 20 people where they worked, okay? Or do they just want to go, "No, I don't want to do it today"? But you do have that choice to re-enter back into that, and I'll use the word spiritual contract, okay, with other people. That's what it is. Then it's a soul family contract, and all those things are normally not too good because it's still in duality. So you have a choice. What do you want to do? Want to be peaceful, or do you want to be back in the rat hole again trying to find the way out and maybe go in the wrong direction trying to find the way out? So back to you.
Right, right, okay. That's really, really helpful, Ron. I never heard you say exactly the way you said it tonight, and I'm going to remember that. If you need to learn about something or you need an answer, do something, to think of it and then do the mind-to-heart drop. I think I've kind of done the opposite. I think, let me get peaceful, and then it is harder to kind of climb out of that feeling of peace and heart-centeredness into something you feel you need to think about.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try that.
But it will work the other way once you start doing the mind-to-heart drop. It'll be an instant thing. But for the beginner, that's what I would say to do, is to do that or write it on a piece of paper in front of you. And then when you're in peace, if you can read the words, okay, then at that point, you will probably start getting your answers. It's like a learning process. It's not, it's simple to do. Once you catch on to it, you go, "Wow, this is very easy." But that's the way you're supposed to be. That's supposed to be using your mind that the aliens gave you, because they gave you a sense of false mind. Your actual mind is in your body. And that's the mind of your body, but it's the consciousness, the awareness, I should use, instead of using the word consciousness, the awareness that your body has, and that it's a living organism, and it knows, you know? So that's how you need to look at it. Your body knows what the thing is. If you can be out of the traumas and dramas of trying to figure something out, just stop, take a deep breath, do the mind a heart drop. And probably within 15 seconds, you will have the answer to what you're working on. Otherwise, you're going to be all in your head, trying to figure this out, figure that out, you're going to eventually figure out many ways of doing something. But is it the most direct way? Oh, hopefully that's helped people. But try it. You know, just create a problem or see a problem, right? You all have problems. Or look for somebody else who has problems. And then say, okay, to get out of their problem, they can do this, that, or the other, maybe three different things. And now what you do is, if you know what those three things are, that's mind energy and duality, and each one could have a consequence, okay? Let's just say that you can't get out of your, you know, somehow you got tangled up, it's wet outside, and somehow you can't get out of your jacket, and it's stuck to you, and you're making all kinds of movements, and you still can't get out. You feel like you're being trapped in it. So you look over on the table, with mind energy, I go, you know, this is easy. I'll get this pair of scissors and cut my jacket off. Well, that's the solution. But what if you were to just, you know, and now you just wrecked a $50 jacket or more, okay? So now if you did the mind to heart drop, you would still see the scissors there, and you may go, oh, I'm just struggling too hard. I just got to relax. And then it may just fall off of you. Well, anyway, everybody has to find this themselves, okay, how to work with source energy because you lost it, okay? And you do it all the time when you're peaceful in the present moment. No matter what you're doing, you could be baking a cake or cutting the lawn outside or pruning, you know, your flowers or leaves or whatever you're doing. You know, once you're in the present moment, you're in source energy, and that's when time stops for you. So you're doing it automatically. It's just that when you have a confrontation, then the mind energy steps in and goes, oh, I can handle this here. And it may not be your best choice. Oh, back to you.
Okay, Ron, yes, and thank you for that reminder of how when we're heart-centered and doing something, it feels so good, like just something simple like cooking a meal or whatever, and I'm sure everyone's experienced that. And I think that's a great challenge for us to keep using that, extending it out. You know, maybe it would be helpful if you're doing something and you feel peaceful like you're cooking a meal, then just try to stay there at your next project and not get taken away by the mind energy. Maybe it's just...
And the mind energy, and since you're dealing with something that's typically physical, because that's what you're dealing with here, physicality, let's just say that, let's say your car gets a flat tire, okay? And, you know, you got to jack your car up with the jack. You know, nobody's going to come to your assistance because you have to do it yourself, okay? So now you're jacking your car up or starting to, and you're kind of nervous and afraid, and you know about where to put it, and so you quickly ask, is this a good spot to put it? And your mind is going to go, yeah, it's a great spot. Not telling you that you're going to put a hole in the floor of your car or puncture a brake line or something, you know, that you don't know about, but your mind goes, oh, yeah, that's the right spot. So you put it there, and you have this additional problem added to what you have now. Now, if you would have looked at it and said, I'm putting the jack here, you know, I'm going to do the mind to heart drop to see if this is the correct place to put the jack. Do the mind to heart drop. Remember, 20 seconds. Hold that space. Don't think about anything. Look at your situation. And all of a sudden you go, oh, man, I should have moved it back 3 inches. That's where it has to be now. And you solve your own problem. That's how the spirit energy works. Because your spirit's helping you. Before the mind is going, oh, yeah, look at this person, yeah, have them put it there. And they like to beat themselves up. That's in the org field. I like all these problems, having a flat tire in the middle of nowhere with no cars around. And naturally, because, you know, I'm that type of person, my flashlight is on very dim, you know, and other things going on. But then all of a sudden you get beat up by it. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, great. That is really, really great advice for us. Thank you.
For some men, too.
Yes. and I certainly have many examples of that working really well in my life. I just want it to be 100% of the time in my life. And I think it's going to be fascinating as we go forward, and I wonder if anyone has had any other examples of this. But I know this strong mind programs are being dissolved now because the aliens are losing their stranglehold on the planet. And I wanted to say, Ron, that I watched that documentary you mentioned the other night, and I found it fascinating that the people talking about the timeline said, oh, now we have this wonderful new timeline the aliens gave us, called unity, so we can all be one and get along and have a sense of community, kind of missing that the aliens should not be putting us on any timelines You know, that they're just talking about control and trying to say that, well, this form of control is better than the old kind of control.
Yeah.
That was the YouTube video Ron mentioned over the weekend of what the government is hiding from us, if anybody's interested in watching it. I just saw the first couple of parts of it, but it was interesting. Okay, so, Ron, shall I move on?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Over the last at least two weekends on the shows, you've been doing these wonderful, I feel so powerful, timeline crashes of different things connected to 12 source energies. And that was what I was recommending earlier that people listen to on the Friday and Saturday night show. So you took away a lot of light of the darkness deities. You took away our connection to five-pointed stars, to six-pointed stars. Then you cleared the oxygen away. That was all. It was wonderful. So on Saturday night, we were having a discussion about the 12 source energies and how you cleared away the timelines from each of them individually. So this came in on Saturday night, and I didn't have time to get to it. And here's the question. Do we put the 12 source energies one by one in the natal barcode clearing? Thank you for all you do.
Yeah, I would do it that way, yes. Uh-huh.
Oh, okay, because I don't think you meant... I mean, did you mention that on Saturday? Because if you did, I missed it.
I could have. I remember mentioning it. That's your initial connection here to the stars and planets, et cetera, how they're controlling you. So, yeah, if you put it in there, maybe they got to use something to connect to you. So, yeah, that might be a good thing to do.
So source energy number, write out the word number, and then O-N-E, or just source energy and numeral one?
Just numeral one would probably be easiest, yeah.
Okay. Okay, great. Well, thank you, listener, because I know we were talking about the natal barcode, so maybe I missed something. But thank you for sending that in, because I missed that myself. Okay. Another question about the healings. Hi, Ron. Did you recently instruct us to redo all the whole life clearings, putting in shackles, bitterness, and vortices? And if so, should we say remove all shackles from, for instance, the fear body?
It will work. I don't know if it's going to get rid of all of them, okay? But it will start to get the ones that come up first that are waiting to, pop their heads out, It's like the iceberg, okay? So to get rid of the top of the iceberg. I just don't know how ingrained they are, okay? I would definitely do it and see if you have any results on it and then try it over again and see what happens.
Well, and I have been doing it again when I update my whole life healings, but also when I have an issue. Like if I'm keeping my emotional body updated, let's say, but then I have an issue and I want to clear it especially, I can clear away bitterness, shackles, and by the way, you also said depression, and that they left that out because I try to do it in alphabetical order. So it's bitterness, depression, remove shackles, remove vortices. But am I right, Ron? I can do an issue too?
Well, the issue, if you'd want to release the issue that you're dealing with along with those particular things, you have to have an issue there or to connect to something.
Right. So
the body itself could be contaminated with that. So by doing that initially, it may be fine. I just don't know how contaminated it is, but it will definitely help. But normally you'd do it with a condition. Because you're having conditions, that's why you have the unlimited clearing. Because, people who get out of the box or get freed up, sometimes they don't want to be free. Then they go back into it again. That's why you have the unlimited. As you keep finding yourself going into the negativity, we'll call it, the darkness, not knowing why you got put there, but you're there. And typically, you know, everybody around you that you make contact with is going to put you there. Remember, those aliens are going to probably make sure that checkout lady says something when you're in line to somebody that's going to push one of your buttons or make you look at something or tell you about an event, you know? Then you go, oh, crap. I didn't want to know about that car accident two blocks away, you know? And here's the fire trucks coming in, the ambulance, and I go, oh, geez, now I'm involved with this thing because it's now in my reality. But then you got to go home and clear it out of you. You don't want to have all those people in the store where you are and everybody on the street, you know, watching everything. So you want to get that out of your reality so you can become peaceful. You don't want to definitely work to look at the news that night to see what happened there. So that's what happens. They bring you into these things to disrupt you, to take you out of your peace. Oh, we'll see how many people out there are planning to get an internet business and move out to the woods. There's a couple on the line right now that says, Ron, I gave up. urban life, I'm now in the rural area, and I love it. And, boy, I've never been so peaceful in my life. And I don't hear a neighbor's kid yelling and screaming all the time or something or mm-hmm. all the loud cars or whatever. I'm sure we got people listening here, you know, who can relate to what I'm talking about. And maybe they said, you know, I'm going to find a way to do, to have a different job. And now I'm on the internet enjoying myself, you know. I remember reading something or hearing something a while back where, this may not be true today, but it could be, where some of the travel agencies or people, you know, booking flights, et cetera, that they need to have people on the internet working, and they pay you for that. You know, maybe everybody went to that. I don't know, but, you know, that could be worth doing, and maybe you could, you know, get a job working 40 hours a week booking travels for people and getting paid for it, and you could be anywhere as long as you have internet service. So back to you.
Yes, Ron, I've heard about that, and also you can be the, you know, answer the phone for companies, too, from home. I actually did that for a few years. It was fun. I was their help desk.
Yeah, that might be, I don't know if I would like that. Unless you're on the complaint department, Ann.
Yeah, that would be less fun.
The phone rings, you go, oh, geez, what do I do now? I can cover, you know? Okay, anyway, back to you.
Okay. So someone just wrote in about our last discussion. I understand then that the heart drop allows source energy to speak through the body system. Is that correct, Ron?
It's already there, yeah. So it would speak to you in a sense, yeah, because your whole body is conscious. So, yes, it would allow the mind to not give you interference. To know what the I don't want to use to know what the truth is, but something like that, you know, just allows you to be in the present moment, and everything manifests in the present moment. So, by stating that, you could manifest something to solve your problem, or have a different idea on how to do something, a different approach, like moving that jack over, you know? So back to you. It's that body awareness. And then you get into, once you start doing that, now you get into the awareness of, we'll say, the car, okay? And now the car is talking to you. So I heard about a mechanic, didn't have any, he just had tools to work on a car. Didn't have any of the sophisticated stuff like most people have, you know. Let's say he's a backyard mechanic. And people would bring him the car, open the hood, put his hand on the engine, if there's an engine problem, which normally that's what it would be that he's working on, okay. And within a minute, he knew what the problem was, and he would go in and fix it. The motor talked to him. So back to you.
Wow, that's so interesting, Ron. And you have always said everything has, it, you know, an energy. Even inanimate or so-called inanimate objects, they all have some kind of energy. Yes, very interesting. It's a little like, you know, we've heard all our lives, and I know this has worked for me in the past, to go away from something. Like if you're, you know, kind of blocked and you can't get to an answer, just go do something else. But really, you're probably staying in mind energy, just redirecting the mind energy when you do that, and your remedy or help is so much better. It's so much purer sounding.
Yeah, and you're not really focused on that last issue. And so it allows your body time to release the mind energy of your thoughts that you had.
Mm-hmm.
That may not have been the best move to do, okay, the best thing to do. And then now you're getting into body consciousness, and you're getting into your source energy with your spirit, and then all of a sudden you go, ah, I know what I can do now. You know, it might be a couple hours later. All of a sudden you kind of like falls upon you, you know, like, oh, there it is, you know. And so that's kind of the way it works. So... And some people are better at it than others. So anyway, that's just the way things work. Back to you.
Okay, Ron, we have another message here. I basically want all the clearings. Every clearing I do, I am more and more at peace, and I see how they will all benefit me. Should I go forward and try them all? By the way, I am close to half done in clearing all my emotions from my ancestors. What an extraordinary difference.
Wow, that's great. So we must be doing the seven generational clearings, yeah.
Yes, yes.
I think one person said they were doing something like that, and they went all the way back, and they finally caught something that was troubling them in this lifetime way back in the get-go, you know? So, I can't really say to do all the clearings, okay? Everyone, like you said, is useful, okay? And what you're doing is you're stepping more and more out of the box. And so just do what you can, do maybe financially for yourself, and, you know, don't go overboard by trying to do everything. But you will notice that as you start doing them, and you go, wow, that one really helped. You don't know which one is going to be that one, you know, to maybe solve your major condition of your life or whatever it is. It may be one of those whole lifetime clearings that just kind of pass you by. You look at it and go, I don't need that one. You know, let's just say that we don't talk about, I think I have a loneliness, a whole lifetime clearing, I believe. So you might say, I don't feel lonely. I had dogs and cats throughout my whole life, you know, and... you know, I had my children, and, you know, I'm happily married, and I feel great, and this and that. And I was never really lonely. My parents gave me everything that I needed. Well, that's kind of a giveaway, because everything was given to you to keep you from knowing yourself. If all that went away, are you really going to be maybe happy, you know, because you're putting more and more Band-Aids on everything to give you your security. So you may have need the loneliness clear because of that. So anyway, this is another way of looking at things. But what I would do is I would probably do the self-empowerment clearing, because there's many, many, many issues there. There's like 30-some. And do that clearing. I think it's maybe a couple month clearing or something like that. 6 weeks or, you know, 2 months or whatever. Could even be three, I don't know. But anyway, do that clearing. I think the cost is $50 on it. And do those and see which ones seem to help you the most. Because sometimes, but not always, but sometimes you think an issue is in a certain energetic body because that's where you think it is, and it's in some other body. And it may be leaked over into one of those, okay? So you cleared away the one that you thought it was in, because that was the one that was now activated in you more recently. Maybe it's only 10% filled, and you did a clearing for that one body, and you go, oh, that's good, I cleared that. But you go, oh, this thing's kind of nagging me still. You know, and you don't know which way to turn or look now. So what I would do is do the self-empowerment one and just kind of see what issues come up there. And you could probably use, I guess, the special clearing, if we don't have one on the website, that is your cup of tea, you know. So anyway, that's what I would probably do first is that, before you start looking at things, trying to figure yourself out. And it might be working perfectly fine for you. I'm not saying that it isn't. But I think I would try the that clearing, the self-empowerment one. But yeah, you are right. Each time you do a clearing, you are better. You may not think you need it, but all of a sudden you do, and you go, wow, what a difference it made. So, but at first, to the newbies listening, you know, you need to do those initial ones underneath your belt because, you know, that's the, you know, emotional body, mental, fear. So those three are definitely 100% needed. You know, then, you know, you want to do maybe the trauma, maybe anxiety, if those seem to resonate with you. But you won't know until you do a clearing. And then you're going to start seeing where you're being contaminated. And then, you know, people are doing and loving to do the magnetic twisted body clearing and the harmonic clearing. The harmonic one I would do probably once a month. That realigned kind of everything up and start feeling better. But, you know, every clearing that's on there, remember I said 95% of these clearings we put up in around 2005, 2006 when the website got put up. And, you know, now look at how beneficial they are as people are starting to use those clearings. And you might look at it at first and get and want to run out the back door, you know, I don't want to come to this site ever again because all these problems I have and it's, you know, too expensive and everything else. And, you know, just do it one step at a time. Everybody has a different set of cards. That's why there's so many, you know, dealt a different set of cards because that's why there's so many clearings there. What somebody needs, you may not need. But at least, you know, move forward on them. And, yeah, the more you do, the better you feel. That's what everybody tells me. And they wish they actually tell me at times, I wish you had more on there. You know, what about this clearance? You put this one up on the website. And that clearance, I need this one here too, you know. And, anyway, you could probably go into the special clearing and enter it in there if you need something else. Because the website will get even bigger if I start adding more and more stuff to it. So you have a remedy in case you have something that, you know, is a must for you. But for the newbies, you know, after you do a couple of clearings, then do the self-empowerment one. And just see which one of those. Just start off from the first one and go right on through the list there. And see how you feel. You don't know what your ancestors have done to you, okay? Now, I doubt if anybody knows their great-great-great-grandparents. Maybe two greats, possibly, but the third one, no. Maybe that's the set of parents that really contaminated you. You know nothing about them. So anyway, back to you.
Okay. Ron, and I agree, boy, that self-empowerment clearing is really amazing, and it is a six-week-long clearing for a month. Sorry, for $50 for 6 weeks. But I just want to add, too, it is part of a bundle that you put together. So you might want to consider doing the Prosperity Jumpstart clearing, and that's also on the website. And I've been meaning to remind people, on the BBS radio page, you can click on that little button that says Fast Chat and send us a message. Well, sometime to click on that, and you don't even have to send a message, but at the top, you'll see some headings. And I feel like we don't point this out to people enough, but there's a lot of information there, and one of them is clearings. And under clearings, it says bundles, and it's a list of all the healing bundles that Ron offers. And the self-empowerment is in the Prosperity Jumpstart. Or you can request that document from clsquestions@yahoo.com if you like. But sometime when you have a little time. There's a reminders section. There's information about the expos. There's a lot of different things on that fast chat page. So it's very helpful. Okay. Yeah, that's a really great healing, the self-empowerment. It's a good one. Okay, let me get back to the emails here. Okay, somebody wrote in about the wonderful call that you did yesterday, Ron. And yesterday's call was wonderful and so very helpful. The 12 source energy clearings on the body systems is making a huge difference. Also, thanks for the work on the eyes. I had a lot of pain and pressure in them. At the end of the call, my eyes were 100%. So if you would like to join Ron and others on his, it's now 7-hour healing call next Sunday. There's information about that on his website, creationlightship.com. I already mentioned that this coming Saturday, the 10th, is the pin removal call. And then on the 19th, we're having the wonderful organ restoration call. And I believe we can sign up for both of those on Ron's website. Let me just check that, actually. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't have the pins up on it yet. That'll be up shortly here. But the pins are up. But
you know what? It is there, Ron.
What is there now? Okay.
Yeah, great. Restoration, Monday, December 19th. That call is $50. It starts at 5:30 p.m. on December 19th, so it'll be a little bit after this show. Wow, will that be next Monday? No, the week after. Right, so 2 weeks from tonight. And it's a 3-hour call, and I know anyone who's been on it before will want to come on it again because it's a fantastic call. So we have those two to look forward to, as well as Ron's weekday call. Oh, someone wrote in, is there an unlimited option? There is now on the self-empowerment. You can make an extra purchase and add $50 more to the self-empowerment clearing and have it unlimited, which is wonderful, Ron. Because anytime something comes up, you know, you can just go back to that self-empowerment clearing and do it along with all the other whole life healings you might be using for yourself. It's really a good one. Okay, let's see. I always forget, Ron, about on this show, we have to end at 5 of the hour. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. So we got maybe 3 minutes to go.
Okay, so let me see if we have anything else. Someone else had a question about the natal barcode clearing, and let me just find that one. I realize that I have had many legal names during my lifetime. I have cleared them all on the natal barcode, but I was wondering when I do a clearing, like the emotional or spirit barcode, do I enter only my current name, or would I get more complete results if I ran the clearing for each of my past names?
That's a very, very good question. I think because the aliens are so ingrained in us here with their stuff, I would say to run each one of your names and do a whole lifetime clearing on it. Remember, it may only work, maybe you got married at 20, we'll say. So, you know, now you have, you know, being a woman, typically, you have another last name. So maybe just going up to the age 20, but just run the whole thing through it. Don't know what they have done to you. Remember, they take you where you are now and create a life for you from what your belief system is right now, and then they put that, like, into a database, and they kind of create your whole life. And that's why you get death barcodes. Okay, so maybe let's just say that your initial name was Sally, and you didn't like Sally, so you decided to do maybe Sue, okay? So the Sally person, they put death barcodes on, hoping you'd be out of here by the age of 30. So you change your name, you know, to Sue at 25. So all of a sudden now, kind of threw a wrench in the works, but this death barcode is still with the other person attached to that body, just like you have kind of like a walk-in in a sense, okay, because you became, in a sense, a name walk-in. So right away, you may want to clear both of those because you may have two different outcomes happening. So I think I would do that. That's a very, very good question. And I would just go back in there. You don't need to repurchase it. Just go back in and use the code that you had initially and put in, you know, the name that you, you know, got your name changed to or whatever. Some people have three names and whatever. Just try it and let us know how much what it felt like for you. But I would suggest doing that. And I'm thinking probably most of the women listening, if you've been married, you have a name change, last name change. Some men may have their wife's name, but typically it's for women. And maybe even men. Maybe something could be going on with a nickname of yours that you took on, a nickname. You didn't want to be either one of those. You wanted to be called Joan. And so now you're known as Joan to everybody. Your body still now is connected to, you know, going back into your natal chart. You kind of create a new natal chart for yourself because you're a different person, like a walk-in. So you have a name walk-in. So the energy of you is different. And you could try that. Have somebody, you know, if you did change your name, then have somebody call your name out, the old name, and see how you feel. So anyway, I got to go. It's 57.
Okay.
Okay, so we do the mind to heart drop, everybody. Oh, here we go. Commanding your spirit out loud. So I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, counting from 10 to 1 backwards. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Thank you, listeners. Bye, everyone.